Time now for our Athlete of the Week program, brought to you by IAD Insurance, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week, Luke Bruggeman from Adrian High School Football. And Luke, welcome to Inside the Cave.
It's great to be here.
Well, you had quite a game this last weekend, first round of the playoffs. 25 carries, mm-hmm. 348 yards, four touchdowns, 59, 73, 49, and 69. You were seeing the field pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great environment on Friday. That was a great game to be at.
Well, I hope you congratulated your linemen because they made those holes for you, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Give them some love here. And who are some of the guys up front that provided those holes?
Love Riley Grayer, Lacasey Eichhorn, Jamon Wilson, Yandel Hernandez. I'll just name everybody. Bryson Pfeiffer. And I'll give a shout out to my tight ends too, Tommy Pachaitis and Landon Branch as well.
So tell us, the first time you played this team, Lincoln, it was 3-0, last second field goal to end the game. What was the difference between the first time and this last weekend?
Well, the first time it was their crowd, like it was their homecoming, like they had everything set up for them, like they had their homecoming, they had so much momentum, they were 4-0 going into the game, and they just brought it, and our offense couldn't get anything going, and our defense played a really good game, and then we ended up sneaking away from for a win. But this time around, I think they just underestimated what playoff games are like at Maple Stadium, and they just couldn't, like we just brought it at the very beginning, and once we got going, we couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Well, Luke, I was at the game, and I want to thank you for sending me home early because the game got away from Lincoln fast, and I think you break one off on maybe the second time you touched the ball.
Yeah.
In the first possession.
Mm-hmm.
And then about the second or first time, the second possession,
mm-hmm.
and those were about 60 and 70 yard long. But I've seen you play a couple times now. You're not slow, you're fast, but you don't mind sticking your nose in there and trying to get the 3 and 5 yarders too.
Yeah, I just try to, like, for putting a shoulder down, like in my opinion, I just do it when I need to. But if there's a way I can cut up and get extra yards, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Have you caught a pass this year?
I've gotten in the receiving game. In our last game against New Boston Huron, I had 2 receiving touchdowns. I didn't have as much on the ground, but we were doing pretty well through the air.
Yeah, although Friday night you didn't complete a pass.
Yeah,
you pretty much pounded him with the running game. But this week you got Fenton. Mm-hmm. I'm sure now that it's Thursday, you've had a chance to see some film. What's it going to take to take care of business this Friday?
I mean, I think we have all the skill set to beat them. We just have to play a good game and limit like the small mistakes that can, because Fenton's a good enough team where they can capitalize on those small mistakes and break one off or just get in the backfield easily, and we just have to limit the small mistakes, and we should be able to come out with a win.
Do they run the ball, or do they pass a lot? Or?
They're a heavy pass team, so
okay.
We haven't seen that much this year, so it's going to be a different feel for our defense, and I'm excited to see how.
Yeah, your defensive backs are going to be probably busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good place because you do have some good defensive backs and some real, really good athletes on the defensive end. Your season now, your only loss was to Chelsea, and everybody's having a hard time beating Chelsea right now. But at the beginning of the year, did you have a goal to obviously to make the playoffs? Did you have a goal to not only get in the playoffs but to advance?
I mean, our goal, like, our coach's like motto when like for focusing on the future is just focus on the next game. He always, like what he always says is like this game's the most important because it's the next one. That's
right.
What he usually says. So we don't really focus on like the playoffs when it's early in the season. We just like to focus on the next game.
Well, Chelsea just has kind of had a stranglehold on the league, and But to run the table, quite impressive. You took care of business against your local rival Tecumseh. And who's really been, of all the games, taking the Chelsea game out, who's been the closest, toughest opponent you've had this year?
I would say either Ipsy Lincoln when it was their homecoming or Jackson Northwest the second game of the season.
Okay.
So games on the road kind of were tough.
Yeah, yeah.
So you play Fenton this Friday at Maple Stadium, and would you have a third home game if you win this game? Just depending on who's in that bracket.
So it's our next game. I don't know who they play, but I know it's DeWitt or. And I don't think we'd be at home because I think DeWitt's best.
Yeah,
team
I think Chad told us on Sunday if DeWitt wins and Adrian wins, Adrian would have to go to DeWitt.
Yeah.
If Adrian would win and DeWitt would get beat, then that might flip it. But Luke, you're only a sophomore, so you got a lot of football ahead of you at Adrian. Do you have hopes to play college football? I know you do a lot of other sports. Hockey and baseball. You still do baseball. Mm-hmm. Is football your main sport, you think?
Yeah, football. Yeah, that's the sport I want to go to college for. Like, that's my goal, is to play college football at just a good school. And I don't really have like a target, but I just want to play college football out of school.
Well, you certainly got all the potential in the world to do that. I've seen you twice, and you're an impressive running back. And boy, not only can you stick your nose in there, you're fast and can pull away from guys. What do you think you need to improve on? I mean, you're having quite a year. You're over 1,000 yards. You've had unbelievable games. What do you think you need to improve on between now and next year? Because people are gonna load the box. People are gonna do everything they can to stop your running game.
I would say my pass protection and my, like, mainly my receiving game, my route running and making sure I haul in everything that gets thrown at me.
So you want to be a little more of a dual threat when they really load up the box?
Yeah, I would like to be not too predictable. I'd like to get in the field as well, like, for receiving.
Talk about your coaches. I know you got several coaches on the staff. Tell us how they've helped you out.
For Coach P., like, he knew, since he was losing a lot of seniors, like, especially in the skill positions on the offensive side, he had to put trust into new players, and he did a really good job, like, believing in me and believing in Jackson Dowling, our quarterback. And I feel like he just did a really good job, like, putting trust and faith into us, and that's how we ended up with a great season, I think.
All right.
Well, you've got a big game at home. What's nice to be at home, though, in the district, isn't it? I mean, that home crowd and just the routine is so much easier. But without giving away your game plan, I would assume just pound that thing and throw off some play action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of been the formula, right? With the success you've had this year.
Yeah, I mean, if teams can't stop the run, then why pull away from what's working?
Well,
I mean,
that's
our passing game is a really good spot to go to as well. So, I mean, whatever Coach P decides to do with the game plan, I bet it's a great one, and I bet we'll have a good game on Friday.
All right. Well, Luke, we want to thank you for coming in the studio here and being our athlete of the week. Be nice to have another game like you had this last week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Well, we have some parting gifts for you. We have a certificate, cave towel there, and a sticker. And good luck against Fenton this coming weekend.
Thank you.
Thank All
you
right.
So much.
Congratulations to Luke Bruggerman for being the Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire all of us. Iad Insurance. Making it simple.